This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I would like to discuss the issue of placing prerequisites, putting conditions in the marriage contract. Is that allowed or not? Is that permissible or not? You know, today people talk about prenup or putting the, all these conditions in the marriage contract and to secure your rights and things of like that. We heard from our friend who was a guest of Brother Yusuf Jarudi, how important for you to consider a marriage contract that is a legal binding document, especially even related to the will, and also how to make that legal. So that's something I will highly recommend, that when we put these prerequisites and these conditions to make sure that it's our binding, you know, and review that with lawyers, to make sure that this condition that you put in the marriage contract is just not papers that are worth nothing. You want it to be really a binding document. So here I'm talking about from an Islamic perspective, from legal perspective, that's something that you have to, as you heard, the lawyer advising you to seek a lawyer and a legal advice. As a concept, is it allowed for us to put prerequisites, to put conditions in the marriage contract? Okay? This issues, there is debate between the scholars on it. The majority actually said no, you're not allowed to put any conditions in the marriage contract. Abu Hanifa, Shafi'i, Malik. And they said, and if you put any condition in the marriage contract, they are not binding conditions, Islamically. Why? Because they said marriage contract never was defined by Sharia as a contract that contained conditions. When the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made these, there's no conditions in the marriage contract Islamically. It's just about acceptance, offer and acceptance and wali, and that's about mahar and that's it. But there's no really conditions. And they said any condition is not in the book of Allah, it is invalid. Even if you put 100 conditions, and the hadith is very famous. So they said, also the Prophet ﷺ said Muslims should be binded by their conditions, unless it's a condition that makes something halal haram or something haram halal. And they said, the majority said, and the marriage contract, everything is halal. For her to put a condition to make certain things haram for him or not allowed for him, that's changing the law, you know, of Sharia. And the other hand, Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, the Hanabila, and Imam al-Awza'i, rahimahullah, Ishaq, great scholars, and before them, Sa'd ibn al-Qas, Muawiyah, Amr ibn al-As, al-Qadi Shuraih, Umar ibn al-Aziz, Tawus, all these great names among the successors, and from the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, and later on, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, wrote extensively to support this idea, that it is allowed to put conditions in the marriage contract, simply because it's a contract. And in contract, that's what we do. We put conditions and prerequisites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And those who fulfill their promises when they promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O who you believe, fulfill all contracts. And that include a marriage contract. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, the conditions that are the most worthy of fulfillment are the one which you stipulate to make intercourse with woman lawful to you. So very clear in Bukhari and Muslim, أَحَقْ مَا أَوْفَيْتُمْ بِهِ الشُّرُوطْ مَا اسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ بِهِ الْفُرُوجِ. So the most deserving conditions to be fulfilled are the condition that was put at the time of marriage. They said that's very explicit evidence. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, Muslims act upon their conditions, stipulations, and that they have set down, reported by Dawood, except what's make halal, haram, make. They said, yeah, the majority, when they use this evidence, they said to them, we're not saying here the marriage contract conditions will include anything haram. It will include things which is halal to put. So if the condition, for example, says, one of the condition, the wife said that I will have another husband. That's making something haram halal. That will be invalid, okay? So that will be, or one of the conditions that we will have intercourse during my menses, which is haram in Islam. So these conditions, if you put it in the contract, it would be invalid. Some of the thing that was concern for those who said no condition, if these conditions are not invalid, they were worried that it will invalidate the contract. We said, no, the contract is valid, but doesn't mean necessarily that the conditions are valid. And here, the scholars who said that, they said there is two type of conditions. And carefully listen to me, because that helps you in marriage contract and other contracts as well. Contracts that has to do with the essence of the contract. Sorry, conditions that is related to the essence of the contract. And conditions that are not related to the essence of the contract. If they are related to the essence of the contract will be invalid. Condition. Like what? We marry each other with the condition that we don't not sleep with each other. That invalidated the whole contract. That contract invalid. Because the whole entire marriage is about making her lawful for you, making him lawful for you. You know what? The condition in marriage, no children at all. You cannot have children. That invalidates the contract. But what if we say we delay children? That's fine. But to say, because that contradicts the essence of the contract. Okay? Type, what if the marriage, and they said one of the conditions is you're not allowed to leave Houston. I have to live in Houston. That has not to do with the essence of the contract. Okay? One of the conditions is to shave your beard. That's haram. I don't fulfill that condition, but it has nothing to do with the essence of the contract. You follow? Give you another example outside the contract. I buy your car. He said, I sell you my car with a condition. You don't drive it. Man, that contract is invalid. You see what I'm saying? But I sell you a car, but you fix it only at the dealership. I'll buy it. I'm not going to listen to this condition. I'm not entitled for it. Because it will not invalidate the contract. Because it's not the essence of the contract. The essence is I buying the car to use it. Is that clear? So here we say, as simple as this, the Hanabila said, if this is the conditions are put in the contract, we look at it. If it contradicts the essence, that's invalidated the contract. If it is does not contradict the essence of the contract and they are haram, we just dismiss them. Example, if a woman said, I married you, but a condition, you don't marry another woman. Islamically, is he allowed to marry another woman? She cannot say you cannot marry another woman. So that condition is invalid. And he's not adhered to it. He doesn't have to adhere. But if she said, if you marry another woman, I have the right to divorce.